In fact, if they knew what they were doing, they would not have taken that chance, because, you see, my expulsion is just a fulfillment of God's plan for what I'm supposed to do for my country. It's just likened, for your own clarity, with that story of the brothers of Joseph who went and threw him into a pit, thinking they are getting rid of him, but only to realize that in the future they were creating a better future for themselves and for the others, because he then later became their governor and saved them from hunger. The same you can say about the story of Jesus Christ, who came on earth, but nothing could stop him from facing the cross. Judas, thinking he's doing the right thing, as a betrayal, Pilate going on to use his authority not to protect the innocent Jesus, but to also allow it to happen, because it was God's plan that we have Christianity. And in this case, it is God's plan that we are the future leaders and people who are tasked with restoring our economy, the sanity of democratic principles in our nation. That is going to be done by us. And it's just a waste of time that this is to carry out that exercise of separating us from the mainstream, so that we do that in the future, and that will benefit them and the nation at large. So I'm quite excited and happy that today is the beginning of the execution of the plan of God for me and others who have been put in the same category.
So what are you going to do next? Are you going to join the Mujuru side? What is going to happen?
No, you see, with the plan of God, it is not you who goes forward and the thing you can execute, you can do your own plan. But God will guide the plan, because it is his plan.
Are you saying that maybe this is the end of the original ZANU-PF?
I have no doubt that the future lies in us. What is in them is current, but the future is in us.
What wrong did you do, Mr. Paschetti?
That's what I am saying to you. It doesn't need somebody to be wrong in order to be put in this position. I told you Joseph had done nothing wrong. Jesus had done nothing wrong. Penitency or the maturity of a plan of God causes people to act. And that's why they acted. And I welcome it myself, because I know God has entrusted the future in my hands.